The party has made it into the ruined city through the sandstorm and defeated a storm giant skeleton guarding the entrance to the pyramid thing they saw in that one painting. Surely this is leading up to the big bad guy for the end of this adventure. What the party doesn't know is that the big bad guy isn't just a regular blue dragon. Let's roll. Alright, so you open the doors. Mm-hmm. Before you is a 60-foot long... Oh, hold on.
Penis. Mm. It's a whale penis.
Okay. Before you is a 60-foot long, 20-foot wide, pillared hall, brightly lit with, by torches in wall sconces. The carved floral motifs on the pillars have faded, and the walls are covered with cracked and crumbling paintings of farm life in verdant landscape. A stone staircase leads down... So, basically, there's like a little building. You went in it, and then you see the staircases leading down. I assume you go down the staircase.
You want to do a perception check? Make sure there's nothing up here?
Yeah, that would be him.
Perception.
Seven. My perception, Inferno's perception sucks.
23.
That's pretty good.
Nothing. Hmm. Nothing. There's no sound emanating, no...
Okay.
I give the old thumbs up.
All right. So you go down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, you see a 30-foot wide by 60-foot long hall. If you want to draw that on the...
No, because that usually means...
That means we're going to fight.
Yeah.
Lit with blue crystals that are set into the walls and pillars in the room. At the far end, a dais stands before limestone doors inscribed with symbols and glyphs that glow dimly. Framing the door, the crystallized bones of a dragon are embedded in the wall, its wings outstretched.
Oh, great. So it's not a blue dragon, it's a crystal dragon now. Yay.
I'm sorry, so what are the dimensions of the hall?
30 by 60. 60.
So that's 6 by...
It's 5.
12. 6 by 12.
I'm sorry, 6 by 12, you're right. My apologies.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't start.
Apologize, pig.
This was a terrible place to start. Let's just be totally upfront about this.
Hope it's a Cameron Diaz.
Jesus Christ.
You guys stepped into the hall, out of the stairs.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Oh my God, do you have Parkinson's?
Shut up, you fucking bitch.
Wow. You guys are, all of you are in the hall. Here's the stone, who's your stone goblin guy?
Where does he go?
Right up behind you.
In the front.
No, he's not in the front. All right. So as you enter from the wall, you see the bones move and the bones of a skeleton with... You know, blue flames in its eyes.
What the fuck?
Drops to the ground.
So it's dragon?
Can we point at dragon the golem and be like, his sapphire in his chest? Like, hello?
And you hear a laugh. Thank you for bringing the stone golem to me.
You're welcome.
What's the reward?
We turned to him. Yeah, like, are you not supposed to be here?
Wait, I thought you said you had to go.
Would you like a reward? Would you?
Only if it's a pleasant reward. Is it for a us, portal? Pleasant for us reward.
Is it a portal home?
Is it something that we're good
for? I have been waiting eons to get my hands on this stone golem.
Yikes.
I will offer you a reward. In fact, I will offer you a scroll of a wish spell.
Huh. Turning out all right.
Yeah, I don't think... We're not going to get the nethery scroll this way.
4,000 gold pieces.
Each?
Can we have... How about... Look, buddy, that's great and all. We'll just take the Netherese scroll and bug out.
Yeah.
No. And then you can have the golem. Scroll is mine.
I can't...
I have waited millennia.
No, but we've been waiting like... We've been waiting like 2 days,
It's
dude.
Been a while. So, we had to go through a sandstorm and stuff.
I don't know if we're going to get a portal home. I may have to walk weeks.
Do you understand who you're talking to?
Yeah, you're Zing Zong.
Zing Zong, Zing Zag Zog.
Zig Zog Rishka!
Zig Zog.
I have been alive for thousands upon thousands of years. Yeah. I have studied magic the entire time. I have grown in power. No one can stand up to me. I will rule these lands one way or another.
We kind of crushed your skeleton warrior pretty easily.
Those are nothing to me.
I'll tell you what.
They were nothing to us.
I kind of feel bad for him.
I wish I could confer with these guys, but he's right in front of us.
So. Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Can I have a minute?
Yeah, give us a moment, please.
Yeah, let's. Can
I
we say
offer
that?
You rewards.
But we have to think on it.
Can we say that? We just want to talk.
Yeah, about your generous ourselves. Offer.
It's a pretty good offer.
Yeah. Leave the stone golem and you may go talk.
No.
He's got to come. He's got to come with us.
No, he's not leaving my sight.
Well, how about this?
How about this? You go outside. All right. You go outside. We'll leave the golem here with us.
Turn around and do this. And we'll
wait. Would it be okay if I cast silence over you?
You have 10 seconds.
Oh God!
Why don't we just take the wish bow and the 4,000 gold, and then just turn it on? Wish for him to die.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, we'll take your offer. It's fine.
Yes.
Very well. And he turns, and from his pile, he says, "Give me the stone golem."
His dung heap.
Same time, samesies.
Yeah, same time.
Put it
exchange.
In the middle.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Let's escrow this shit.
Yeah.
And the stone golem is like, no.
What the fuck? No. Okay, fine.
Like,
all right.
I mean, he's not gonna walk to the fucking email. Like,
so we go. He doesn't want to go, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. It
doesn't matter. He'll be dead in 2 seconds.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, that, he hasn't been
I,
much.
I don't
he
need really his, hasn't. I don't need him. I need his gem.
Oh.
We kind of figured that.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
What if we give
Thanos
a gem out of the golem?
How about this? I'll give you another gem.
Ooh.
Of equal or lesser value.
It's not about the value of the gem. It is about getting to the prince. It was through these doors.
Well, that's what we want. Why don't we team up?
We want to get to the prince.
Yeah, you saw the pictures and the,
I know, the Red Dragon
protection
fighting
magic.
Yeah.
But we want to get to the prince too. Like,
no, we're on the same side.
Yeah, I think we're
you all... are taking these treasures and leaving.
Well, what are you doing?
Consider it.
What are you going to do?
More than you deserve.
What?
Excuse me?
I'm going.
We found the golem.
Yeah, to be clear,
you've been stuck
here. Oh, you want the Nethery Scroll?
Years trying to get this.
Yeah, you've been
what
sleeping.
What else is there other than a Nethery Scroll, the greatest treasure in the land?
Well, I mean, there's the
the prince's body. Hakan. I hear is supple and kind,
very forgiving.
All right, so. Fireball.
You just fight.
What are we going to do? I mean, there's...
this doesn't go any way but fighting.
Yeah, This
will be your last mistake.
He doesn't even know what I'm doing. Inferno is just like...
you're not going to catch
him. He thinks he's playing with himself.
No. I mean, but we have to roll initiative.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're standing talking to a fucking dragon skeleton.
That's fair.
I'm assuming haste is no longer on me.
No, it's gone.
He's like, this will be your last mistake. It's like, clearly you've never seen Bara fight.
We make a lot of mistakes in our fights.
Bara dies in just about every fight.
7.
You're going to roll higher than that.
No, can I re-roll?
Next fight.
11 for Kiyothi.
Yeah, Bara's going to be through for the next fight.
All right, jump run Inferno.
Well,
please, Inferno, roll high.
Inferno's going to create, I don't think, no, that's not going to work.
Inferno, get us out of here.
I'll cast, so he probably isn't, let's see, he's bones, which means he might be, susceptible to bludgeoning like the other dude. So,
and undead, so radiant damage, too.
I'm going to let Inferno do an arcana check.
22.
You realize, naturally, even though dragons are very, very long-lived, probably not thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. Also, they generally have flesh and are made of skeleton.
Yeah.
So you can assume he is some sort of...
Undead.
Undead. Right.
What sort of undead thing lives?
Like a lich?
Lich. Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
At least we all knew it.
This isn't good. He's very powerful.
So he's a dragon lich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Draco lich.
I have 2
Draco
levels.
Lich, yeah.
And paladins, the smites can never exceed 5d8, right?
Yeah, they have a limit at 4?
5.
Blue Dragon.
Spell casting level 4.
Blue Dragon Breath is lightning.
What, my spell slot?
Yeah, spell slot 4. Yeah,
4.
Six, yeah.
But okay. Even still, I have improved Divine Smite, so that adds another D8, but I can only go up to 5, correct? Regardless of what I'm...
Or I guess it could be cold, too.
No, white is cold.
Oh, all right, yeah, that sounds
good. Fuck, and I'm not attuned to the Sun Sword anymore, because I dropped that to get the shield.
All right, so he's going to cast...
Fuck. Hold on, give me an hour, Dragon. Let me think about your offer.
Okay, I got time.
Just 1 hour. Fuck.
So I'm going to cast...
Hold on. You didn't tell me your initiative order.
Yeah, you got to roll for...
Did I not roll that?
I don't know if
I'm sorry.
But what are we doing?
All right, relax. Oh, Jetrun rolled a 1 and 10 for Inferno.
Oh, no.
Not good.
No, Kiyoshi was 11.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay, you're right. And hold on, let me. Since he's in the thing. Oop, and Mr. Here, can you hand me a pen?
The what pen?
Yeah, I just need to put this guy on there.
And I like how we're all bunched up conveniently together.
Yeah, just great
I
for
mean,
a.
I mean, well, nice we just entered weapon, the hall, so.
Or a big spell.
Can we take? Don't worry. Can we take a moment to compose ourselves? And,
yeah, you can pay piss and stuff.
No, I meant move. A little bit.
Did you say piss?
I'm gonna pee in the corner.
He's pissing right now.
I mean, obviously,
he's gonna have a breath weapon us. Obviously,
fuck.
Obviously. I mean, yeah, probably.
Luckily, yeah. I do have evasion.
It's like a dude. Oh, well, good for you.
Good for yeah, it's great for you.
Thank you.
Well, first off, everyone make a wisdom saving throw.
Everyone add 2.
God damn! Natural 1 for Jutrun and a. Oh no, sorry. So 3 for Jutrun and a 16 for Inferno.
Wisdom.
Actually, no, it'll be a 5 for
Nat 20 plus 8 is 28.
Nice.
That's the only 20 I'll roll in this entire fucking.
Everyone but Kiyoshi is frightened.
Oh, god damn it.
You can make the throw again at the end of your turns.
Cool.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, I think paladins have something where they.
Yep, emanate. I have a aura of courage. As long as I'm conscious, anyone within 10 feet of me cannot be frightened.
Yes!
Sweet. Oh,
nice.
Eat shit, loser!
Dragon's like, what the
please,
fuck?
Please don't antagonize the dragon.
This is not a
fight. Although the golem is frightened. Right, he's in the corner.
Everyone make
of the room.
Your. No, it's still be. Oh, is it not within your?
I don't. It was just thrown down there. He's like in the middle. If yeah, although,
off to the side.
We'll assume we're all together.
What? I don't give a fuck if the goblin. If the golem runs away, he's not gonna fucking help us anyway.
He's frightened.
Oh wow! Oh no!
All right. Well, he's in the corner.
Everyone make.
Oh no! Wait! No! He would have been within 10 feet of me anyway.
Dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm on this side. No one's frightened.
Oh, okay. Dexterity saving throw.
Oh, you're fucking done.
Everyone, add 2.
Jutrun missed it, and Inferno made it.
I have 20, not natural.
Damn, look at Kiyoshi rolling.
19. You know why? Because all my fucking attack rolls.
Everyone else, okay, you make it. Yeah. Everyone else misses it.
No, Inferno rolled a 21.
Oh, he makes it.
Jesus.
All right.
And everyone added 2, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, don't do that.
I don't like that.
I don't understand why you're reading about this damage type.
Everyone takes 71 points.
71.
Of lightning damage.
Sweet. Inferno is 35. Resistant to lightning damage.
He is.
And he takes half anyway, so that would be a quarter, which is...
So what was it? 70-something? 71.
71.
So Kiyoshi takes 35, since he passed the dex check.
So Inferno takes 17.
Damn, dude.
And Jutrun, 71. Jutrun's really fucking hurt.
And he is going to fly to the corner, back corner. Yep.
Okay.
God damn it. He's without. He's.
So it is Kiyoshi's turn.
You say it so happy. See, Kiyoshi's turn.
You still have a chance to flee if you wish.
No, we're good.
Are we?
Well, Inferno's fine.
Eat my dragon cock.
Oh my god. Where is it?
Right here, baby.
Where is it?
It's glowing blue.
Oh.
why is it glow?
How did he spend time coming up with a spell to make a magic cock?
I had a lot of time here. That's true. If you had a lot of time, you make your cock color blue, too.
That's probably true. Yeah. Over 1,000 years.
Gotta move up a bit. Let's just go here. I'm gonna cast Banishment.
Okay.
So he's gotta pass a Charisma 17.
Ooh, he's actually pretty charismatic. Makes it.
Fuck!
Okay.
That's all I got.
Inferno? Inferno is gonna cast. He's like vacillating between immolation and.
It's that time of the month.
He's vacillating all over the place.
That's not what vacillating means.
Oh.
That's vagilating.
Oh my god.
I don't think that's a word.
Vacillating between ice storm and immolation. So, because he remembers how the bludgeoning damage hurt the. Yeah, but I don't think it's going to affect the lich. So he's going to go with immolation.
Okay.
At level 7. Sorry, level 7.
What's he make?
He needs to make a dexterity saving throw, beating a DC 18.
He misses it.
All right, so that is.
But he chooses to make it.
Oh, god damn it.
Love lair actions. All right, so he will take half as much. So it would be still 10d6. Okay, Google, roll 10d6. I'm always taking my phone, by the way.
The rolls add up to 32.
Aw.
So 16?
So 16.
Mm-hmm. All right. You done?
That's all they can do.
All right, Bar.
Fuck. Hand crossbow. Shut up. Shut your stupid face.
Oh my god. He's just having fun. We're all having fun here.
I'm gonna leave, guys.
Aw. You better apologize.
Alright. God.
Come on.
Shut
your fucking face. Oh. Alright. I'm just gonna go up. I'm gonna hit him. Oh.
That's
brave of you.
Thank you.
Bold move. Let's see how it works out for him.
So, I'm going to hit him.
Not well. But since he's up there, I might be able to get advantage.
20 unnatural.
Okay.
So I hit him. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a key point to make it a stunning strike. And he must beat a DC 15 or be stunned.
DC 15 what? Constitution?
Yes.
He chooses to make it.
Ugh. God damn it. Well, I get to hit him again.
Are there a defined number of lair?
Sure.
There's not.
No, well, it's...
There's a bunch of things.
Yeah, it's
so a lot. So there's lair actions, there's legendary resistances, actions. And then there's legendary actions.
22.
Usually it's like 3, and then they roll... If you roll 6, 22. You get more.
So I'm going to spend another key point... And make him roll a DC 15 again. Another stunning strike.
I know you're super squishy at level 1, but I kind of miss the simplicity of a goblin. Just, you know. Yeah, oh, he took 6 points of damage. He's dead. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Now it's like you're getting just, you know, knocked down to 2 health. And
he's adding.
I have to take a quarter of the damage and multiply it by 3.
Wait, what's M2?
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Don't worry about it.
Seems like I should worry about it.
I just wanted to write M2 and put it up there. No reason. He takes 15 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 15?
Mm-hmm. Should we?
17. Should 17 we bludgeoning damage.
Stay back. Because we don't want him grabbing him.
And then I'm going to spend another key point.
He's afraid, so he's going to walk away. Oh, no, he's not afraid. I don't think the golem's going to go away.
Flurry of blows.
If he's that stupid, fuck him.
So flurry of blows, I get another 2 hits.
Okay.
Both of them hit, one's a nat 20.
Nice.
What's the other one?
25.
Okay.
So I'm going to make both of them stunning strikes.
Oh my god, using up all your stuff.
Well, I want to hit
this one. This is a big guy.
This seems like the BBG.
Yeah.
All right. One makes it.
Yes.
One does not make it.
So he's stunned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For how long? A minute?
Until the end of his next...
It's probably the end of
your next turn. So my next turn, he gets...
Until he takes damage, right?
DM question,
I mean,
real quick.
Stunned. I don't know what the rules are.
How many key points do you have left?
10.
Okay.
DM question real quick.
Yeah.
It's been less than an hour, right? So my weapon is still holy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably been like 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what? Is Stunning Strike a magical effect?
No.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't think it
is. Hold on. Let me see what the wording is. Nope. There's nothing in it. One key point to make the target stun until the end.
Well, he chooses to make it magical, so...
He makes it magical.
He
chooses to make the resistance.
Yeah.
And he also chooses to kill you.
And his AC goes up to...
Yeah, no, that's not considered magic. 90.
And my unarmed strikes deal another 25 of magical bludgeoning. Nice.
Okay. That's a lot of damage with no arms.
And I fucking just let out a roar.
Keith's like, are you in pain?
Right. Oh, I'm so fucking Jet pumped.
Run, your turn.
All right, Jet Run is going to cast. Jet Run is torn. He doesn't. He's not going to make it up to it, but he's going to go up to where Keothi is because he wants to be. He wants to get up to him eventually, and he's going to cast Flame Strike.
Okay.
You need to make a DC 17 Dexterity saving throw.
But he's stunned. Does he do that at disadvantage?
Okay. Then you take half as much damage.
But he gets it. He has advantage on magic stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
So he takes 46 fire damage.
Fuck, the Sunblade would have been perfect now.
Really would have.
It's because I wanted to raise my spell DC. Stupid.
Oh my god. So he takes, this is halved. He takes 7 points of fire damage and
6 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
Does the radiant damage look like it did more than I thought it would? Yeah.
Barra's like, come on. Come on, dude. Stunned him for you. Hit him like 12 times.
That is true.
Sorry, I don't
know. You bring your A game.
I'm doing my best. Joe Run's not Inferno, man. He just gets his feelings hurt.
I'm sorry, Joe. <Jumper.
laughs> He's like, I'm trying, man. I don't know what you want from me. He's like, I'm down. I could have healed myself. I'm down to 31 hit points. So please leave me alone.
All right.
It is Keothi's turn.
Sorry.
All
right. Stop. So Keothi, your time to shine, bitch.
I'm set up for dragons.
Inferno's like, damn, you're worth
it. For advantage. Then we're going to attack with, excuse me, Serpent's Fang. For a nat 20,
woo!
third level smite attached to that, of course.
Don't cast any poison.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right, so for weapon damage,
we are at
14 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Skeleton poison.
And then the divine, I'm sorry, cancer. 14, that's 28 because it's doubled. It. Mm-hmm. So 28 for that, and then come on, smite. 12, 19... 21, 22, so 44 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And he gets leukemia.
Rinse and repeat. That would be 16?
No.
Fuck. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 17.
No.
All right.
Come on. 18?
Got Inferno.
Fuck. All right.
And even with advantage, I rolled a 6 and a 7.
That's a fuck, dude.
Kind of wish I didn't use Sunburst now. I just did Immolation. It didn't do much because he chose to make it. So I need to do something that he can't have.
And we can see he's got magical resistance, which luckily as a mage.
Definitely not casting Lightning Bolt. You know what? Maybe I'm going to cast...
Do you have any sort of like fear or...
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, so I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at level.
Is that lightning damage?
No, I think it's necrotic, right?
Witch Bolt is. Hold on, I'm looking. It says crackling blue energy. I'm looking for the. God damn it.
He's resistant to blue.
I don't know.
Son of a bitch!
Witch Bolt. I mean, I think it is necrotic, but if it's. If it's lightning damage, he would know better.
Arc of lightning between you and the target.
All right, so no, he's not going to cast Witch Bolt then. He is going to cast.
Use your staff.
Use your staff.
No.
And he's destroyed.
No. He's not going to do that.
He's super vulnerable to staff damage.
You know what? Fuck it. He's just going to cast.
1d12 lightning damage.
Yeah.
He's going to cast. He has his Wand of Magic Missile, so he's going to cast that at level 6. And that gives him, let's see, 3, 4...
Plus
8. 86
plus
8.
86
plus
8,
yeah.
Damn. 84 plus 8,
sorry.
You want me to roll it for you?
I'll roll it. Okay, Google. Roll 88. No. Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ, you should just let me do it, you fucking retard.
Okay, Google. Roll 4.
Oh my god.
Just roll a 4.
4d8s, yeah. I found you. Yeah, even Google's giving up on you. Like,
Hey, Google, roll 8d4.
Alright, you do 26 points of damage still.
Here are the top search results.
I do how much?
Fucking she gave up. Google. Yeah, Google's just like,
alright, bar. Go ahead.
It's force damage, does that matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
Does it make it. Does it look like it does more than I thought? No.
But it doesn't matter. All right, Bar.
All right.
Can you stun it again?
Or yeah. I'm going to keep on keeping on. 27 to hit.
27 does hit.
And I'm going to add stun to that. I'm just going to keep doing it. So.
Yeah, just keep stunning.
I make sure you're not stunning fucking this
stunning.
I don't trust you.
Yeah, it's me.
You're stunning.
What? Where do you get stunning strike from?
I'm not. I'm like fucking.
It's just sure. My
balls are sticking to my thigh.
Nice.
Hold on. You're hitting with your fists, man.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, that's still magical for you.
No, when you hit another creature with a melee weapon attack.
No, that my opening.
His fists are magic.
Not magic melee weapon.
Huh?
They're not melee weapons, are they?
Why not?
No, they're it is a melee weapon.
Yeah.
Are fists considered weapons?
His are.
His are. Mine are.
Yeah. It's considered a magic weapon. Jeez. Trying to cheat. It totally is. That's 100%. Otherwise monks would be fucking
fine.
The worst.
Okay. So he needs to make 15.
15 constitution.
Why does he try and kill us?
Just making sure you guys don't read your rules. Yeah, you made it.
Alright.
If we do,
I'm again.
How often do I have to correct you?
Oh, nat
all
20.
The time.
Nat 20!
Okay.
That so, hits. I'm gonna do another stunning strike.
He makes it.
God damn it.
Dude. It's Constitution.
Yeah, I understand.
He's a giant fucking Draco
Lich. I guess I'm gonna steal another one. I'm gonna hit
No,
it
we're
again.
Just bitching it didn't hit.
Oh, that's fair.
That hits 26. Stunning strike.
Makes it.
God damn it. And last one.
Stunning strike.
20 unnatural.
Hits him.
Okay, stunning strike.
Makes it.
I'm running out of key points.
I know. No, you're doing your best. It is
what
it is.
You're doing what you can do. That's all.
Roll.
All right, DC 15 is not super high with his con save here.
Yeah, I was
going
to say his con's probably all pretty right, high.
So it's gonna be
oh, yeah. Minutes. Yeah.
With the double digits.
And Jotrun goes, we believe in you.
He has to roll very low.
Very low. Yeah. Like a nat 1.
Like the one I rolled before. Fucking annoying.
That's all right. We got some free hits in, so at least we did something. Yeah. And we're spread out, so it's less likely to get a
yeah.
Thing.
50 points of
wow.
50?
Yeah. Because I got the nat 20. God right. Damn. I hit him 4 times.
Nice.
Good yeah. For you.
All right, Jotrun.
Okay, Jotrun is going to cry a little.
That's fair.
And he's going to cast, he's got to because he's going to die if he doesn't. He's going to cast Heal on himself and give himself 80 hit points.
All right. It is the dragon's turn.
And the golem we've commanded to just sit in a corner.
Yeah. He didn't do anything with him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Luna, you drink like a fucking
cow.
Eat shit!
Alright.
Tuna, please, he's a guest.
Alright, he's going to create a sand swirl.
I wish he wouldn't.
That hits the three of you.
Which three?
Jump, run, Kyothian.
Yeah. Oh. Everyone make a constitution saving throw.
Not everyone.
Barra at two.
Not everyone.
Everyone caught in the swirl.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, you said constitution.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Was it constitution saving?
Constitution, yeah.
Definitely picked up in that, for sure.
Oh! I rolled a 19.
Nine. Does a five make it?
No. You two are blinded.
Blinded by the light. Like a douche.
So you can repeat the saving throw, but until then, all your attacks have disadvantage. And now...
Do I... Nothing happens to me, though? Jerron? No damage or anything? Okay. Whew.
Yeah. Let me see here. All right. He is going to go to hit Barra.
Wait, he gets to cast that spell and do attacks? You fucker.
Does a 23 hit you?
Yeah.
Does a...
I keep forgetting about Stone's Endurance.
21 hit you.
2012, right?
Barra.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Plus your constitution.
21?
Yeah. Or plus your... Yeah, probably plus your constitution.
Does
yeah,
a...
Oh my god, stop.
He was a sickly child.
Oh, that one probably does not hit you. Does a 15 hit you?
No.
All right. Dang.
You're not supposed to actively try and kill us, you know.
13, 20...
Fuck, I forgot I could spend a key point reroll and I'll go to
me. You take 20 points of piercing damage.
Ooh.
And 3 points of lightning damage. I have that for you already.
So that's what, 23 altogether?
Yeah. Yep. And then you also take...
Butt damage.
Oh.
16 points of slashing damage.
Jesus.
You okay, buddy?
And
I wouldn't survive another one, but another barrage like that.
All right, it is Kyothi's turn.
So right now I'm blinded. I don't really want to roll a disadvantage. Although that would be negated because I have advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you just roll regular.
Yeah, I'm going to roll regular. You did not treat me well. Let's do this one. All right, so Serpentine. 24.
That hits.
Attaching a third level smite. For 15 points of slashing.
Okay. I
heard him. And, ooh, nice. 16, 23, 25, 28 points of radiant.
Okay.
Rinse and repeat, except I have to step down to a level 2 now, so it'll be 4. Nat 1.
Nice.
Yep, nat 1. You can go to hell.
I say you lose your weapon.
Ugh.
And it flings 25 feet behind you.
Okay. Can I just have a, yeah. So we'll just put it, like, over here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I
attune to Sunblade.
He's a free action to tell the
He uses his wing attack. Both of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Add 2.
11.
20 not natural.
20 not natural.
Yeah, 17 plus 3.
You both take 13 points of bludgeoning damage and are knocked prone.
Oh, Jesus.
I am resistance, so 6.
6, and you are knocked prone.
I choose not to be. Lair action. Because I'm in the lair, too.
This is your lair?
Is that an action to get up?
It's half your movement speed.
I shit in the corner. It is my lair.
Now it is.
All right, so I'm knocked prone.
Fuck.
All right, Inferno.
All right, Inferno is going to cast... he's going to go with his old favorite fireball at...
Classic Inferno.
How many times can you sculpt that?
All the time.
All the time.
You just get to sculpt it all the time?
I sculpt it all the time. Big sculptor.
I don't think that's true. But
it is 100%
true.
100% true.
I don't think so,
You're the worst person.
I'll let it go.
I'll let it
Stop
go.
Stop minimizing our achievements.
Okay. So fireball at level 7. Nope, level 6. Because I'm running, I don't have any 7 or 8.
Are you sure they don't get half damage on Sculpted?
No! Oh my god, I'll read it to you, you fucking cock. Here it is. Beginning at second level, you can create pockets of relative safety within the effect. And I, well, hold on, the relative, I know you're going to be like, it's only relative safety. When you cast navigation spell that affects other creatures you can see, you can choose a number of them equal to plus one the spell's level. The chosen creatures automatically succeed on their saving throws against the spell, and they take no damage if they would normally take half damage on a successful save.
Yeah.
They take no damage if they would normally take half damage.
So they take half damage?
No, they take no damage.
Because automatically succeed, which is then half damage.
And then if they take half damage, they take no damage. So they
right, you take no half damage on stuff.
No, but monk. The way it, go ahead and read it. If they take no damage,
if they would normally take half damage on a successful save.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone takes half damage on a successful save.
So automatically they're successful. So they take half damage,
and then the last part.
Then if they normally take half damage, they take no damage.
Right.
So a fireball, completely negated. If you successfully save, you would take half damage, and since they automatically successfully save, they take no damage.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He's rewriting the rules right now.
We've done this 15 times.
I know. All of a sudden it matters.
Fuck. Fireball level 6.
He's not done. He's looking.
Keothi inspires you. You can cast it at 9.
He's like, I'm going to kill one of them. One of them's going to die.
So that is 10d6. Okay, Google. Roll 10d6.
The rolls add up to 36.
You rolled 33 in total.
33.
Okay.
10d6 and you get 33.
It's not too bad.
I mean, it's average, but it's not good.
He's going to make a tail attack on you.
Come on, man, why?
Dragon tails.
Is it a disadvantage since he's prone?
No, it's at advantage.
Fuck.
He rolled an
advantage. Oh, that's right. Ranged attack.
Nat 20.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Why are you sound so happy?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You hit me with a fireball.
I don't like scope spells.
If I'm prone, do I get half movement?
Yes.
You half movement to get up.
No, half movement in general. I could move 15 feet crawling.
I guess you could just crawl, yeah.
Okay. Why are you crawling away?
33 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god.
Where's your health at?
I have 10 left.
Okay.
Guys, he's really hurt me kind of a lot.
Alright,
kind of a lot.
Bar, your turn.
Alright, well, let me get up.
Okay.
Wait, why is it Bar's turn?
Inferno just went.
Oh, wipe the blood from my mouth.
So wait, why did he do? Why did he attack with his tail?
I think you're better than me.
You're better than me. All right,
you can do that after taking damage.
After a person's turn, you can take it.
Okay. Don't get advantage because he's prone.
No,
correct.
You have to roll disadvantage. In fact,
oh right.
Is it a range attack?
No, he's blinded.
Yeah. What if he's? Is he prone? The dragon?
No.
I'm prone.
Yeah,
he went prone just for fun.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm bored.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little tired.
This is too easy. 18?
No.
I'm going to spend a key.
Key.
Nope. All right, why are you being a cock?
Oh. Nope. And nothing.
Nothing. All right, Jotron, your turn.
I'm looking. Hold on. I'm trying to fucking heal people. I'd have to walk up and touch Barra. I don't like that.
Touching his PP.
No, I'm not touching.
Let me see your PP. I can give you full heal.
Yes. Let me see your dick real quick, and I'll heal you.
All right. Inferno already saw it. He wasn't impressed.
Oh my god.
Fucking, the recharge is not working for me. You know what I'm talking about, Big Bean.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing that kills everyone.
Yeah, it is. All right, so... Fuck. He's going to cast Prayer of Healing and basically heal everybody, which Inferno's... Yeah, so that's 2d8 plus 5.
Healing. I need a good roll.
Roll high.
Okay, well, 8 and 1. 9 plus 14. 5. Four, so 14 heals for everyone.
You know, you just go. Hit me for like 30 points with this tank.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Well, right. Now it's like half damage.
The Draco Lich smacks its tail against the wall, and the ceiling above Inferno crumbles on him. Make a dexterity saving throw.
That sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
I know where to smack things.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you spend thousands of years in a lair.
Oh,
why roll twice?
Because I accidentally hit the dice.
Well, I accidentally got a 4.
No, it was actually pretty high, I think. So 21.
Okay, you make it.
I don't like this fucking dragon.
I'm not okay.
Oh, you actually no damage on that. You bolt out of the way.
Sweet.
Okay, never gonna get me.
All right. You're prone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he sees you're fucked up, so.
Fuck.
He's gonna try to bite you.
What's G?
Does the goblin not get to go?
22.
We told him to stay in the corner. We don't want him getting close to.
Yeah, we don't want him to die, because then we can't get the Nidalee's scroll.
Or the dragon just to take it and disappear or something.
Thinking we you take 26 points of piercing damage.
I'm down.
Okay, well, we'll count that as one.
One what? One attack.
Hit you.
One dead. That's what he's counted as.
One dead.
Does, I hit him with my tail. Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
He hit you twice and you're dead.
Dead, dead?
Dead, dead.
Aww.
These guys don't fuck around. They know how shit works. They're not waiting for the healer in the back to raise him up again. For him to stun him. He didn't like that.
I get it.
It's fair. I mean...
Alright.
It's Keothi's turn.
Tambara died again.
Sorry, I mean,
Jarwin's can you cast, dude, the, it, pro, the can problem you cast with the monk, a third level at a fourth level spell slot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't raise it up, like if there's no advantage to it,
right? Like it's
still
not
cast creature. It. Okay. So you just lose the fourth level spell slot.
All right, because I could do
the problem with Bar is he has those stunning strikes. He got a lot of those shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't do a ton of damage, but. He does the stuff that pisses off the really smart.
The real question is will we be done in 10 rounds to bring him back?
Well, he's dead, so I can't do Spare the Dying.
I have Revivify.
I have Revivify.
But if I do it now, it's going to bring him up to 1 point.
You're going
to
think your death is stacked
again. An ability to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like it doesn't make sense currently.
To be fair, you would death shit.
And Keothi doesn't have his sword.
Kettle poop in his honor. This is for you, Mara.
Jesus Christ, dude.
You gotta touch him for a revivify, right?
Yeah, I'd crawl over.
Yeah, he can get there.
But what's the point? If I revivify him, he's got one hit point.
But if you revivify him, he's not dead. So I think that's the
point. But he's gonna be dead again, and now I don't have any spell slots if you revivify.
That's true, because he would see that you fucking revivified him.
Right.
He's just gonna, I mean,
so
just,
I'm gonna leave him at least diamond. At least this round. Barra's got to keep track of rounds now, so that
I'll keep track for him.
Okay.
Okay. So he's got
10 rounds left.
Well, actually, I can resurrect him.
I can animate dead. Yeah, so he's just a caricature of what he was.
Yeah, and I have one diamond worth 1,000 gold pieces. So
I have a diamond. I have a diamond too. For
he could be dead for a century. And I can still resurrect him as long as
let him go for a while.
I think he's okay.
Decompose a bit. Well,
we resurrect him 20 years later.
I'm gonna Keothi's gonna stand up.
Okay.
And that's his action, right?
No, half his movement speed.
Half his movement speed. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Then I am going to. Could I ask Jutrun to throw me my sword on his next turn?
Yeah.
That would be my action, though, right?
Yeah.
You haven't been doing much as Jutrun, though. You healed us last time, and we did before that.
I can, I guess. It's fine.
All right.
You can still do a melee attack if you want. Punch him.
Yeah, I'm going to do. And can I attach Divine Smites to that?
You have to have a weapon.
Yeah,
an actual weapon.
Yeah, you need
these are registered weapons. At home.
He's not a monk.
All right, so I am going paladin. I'll attack with my
fist. That'd be a fun multi-class.
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
So unarmed.
Dude, you could have multi-strike.
Multi-strike and smite. That might be OP. All
right, so unarmed strike.
No multi-classing.
Would be 22 to hit.
Hits him.
And then it just has an 8 with a bludgeoning science. Yeah. Do you take 8 automatically?
Why would I take automatically?
I don't know. It says just
it's a 1. Your fists are probably 1d6 plus your strength.
Okay. So we'll do for 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'll do it again. For nat 20. Whoa! Yeah, that's when I'm rolling
nat 20. Yeah, nat 20 with a punch.
He's on a punch.
You're pissed off, man. Your best friend died.
15 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, my God.
That's his best friend? Oh. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Take roll dexterity saving throw. He does a wing attack on you.
Okay. 21.
Damn it, you make it.
Oof. Oh, I'm sorry. Over your
chin. My bad.
All right, Bar, it's your turn.
Okay.
It's your turn.
No, it's Inferno's turn.
That'd be great, though. I'll roll for him. Damn.
He decomposes a bit. His nose falls off.
Yeah. Oh, it's Michael Jackson. I knew it.
Ew. Dun, 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 dun.
He could be in his own Thriller music video soon.
All right, he's going to cast Immolation again.
Okay.
Dexterity save. DC 18.
Oh, this one's cracked. He makes it.
Bullshit.
He makes it.
You're full of shit.
You won for more.
All right, you take half as much.
Okay.
So, 76. Okay, Google. Roll 7d6.
No. These are the top results.
Okay, Google, roll 7d6.
Your rolls add up to 33.
Your rolls add up to 31.
Come on, phone.
So he takes half that?
He takes half that, so 15.
Okay. He says, fuck you.
You go fuck you yourself.
You're dead.
All right.
You're dead, you pussy wizard in the back.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right, Jetranger.
Throw me my sword.
Yeah, Jarron's gonna throw Keothia's sword.
Make a essentially like an attack roll.
Okay.
See if you get to. You're not attacking him, but obviously.
So that would be a 19.
Okay, that's good enough to.
Okay.
So I have my sword back.
My brother.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
Because he made a thing, he's gonna make an attack on you.
On Jarron?
No, what? On him.
What? No.
Does a 22 hit?
No.
Okay.
You cheat, I cheat. What?
He.
Well, let's lay Barrett down so we know.
You're still blinded.
Is he singing while he poops?
But both Jutrun, a swirling sandstorm appears. Jutrun and Inferno make a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
So, 10 for Jutrun and a 19 for Inferno.
Inferno makes it, but Jutrun's blinded.
Okay. Cool. All
right. Here we go. Ready?
No.
Does a 26 hit you?
Who?
Yes.
Does a 15 hit you?
No.
Does a 23 hit you?
Yes.
All right.
There we go.
Tank's
going down.
First attack, 9, 16 points of piercing damage.
Halved.
Okay. And 5 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
And then 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Halved.
Okay. It's your turn.
How do I unblind?
You actually can take a...
I know I probably have to take an action to do it, but...
Yeah, you can take a saving throw effect, yeah.
Okay, so what do I...
Still DC 15, it's Constitution.
Constitution. 19.
That makes it, you're not blind.
Okay.
But he makes a tail attack at you.
All right.
23.
Hit.
So another... 15 points of bludgeoning damage. So 7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Inferno, your turn.
Okay. Inferno's running low on spells.
Barry just left the table. He's playing with the dogs now.
He doesn't even fucking care.
Give me a second here.
One.
Shut up. All right, I need to do... SI Storm Evocation. Yes. All right, he's going to cast Ice Storm.
Okay, cast it then.
I did, bitch. Dexterity saving throw. 18, DC 18.
He chooses to make it.
You cock. You still take half as much.
All
right. 2d8. Bludgeoning.
Depending on this roll.
5. 2 points of damage.
Not quite enough.
And then 4d6 cold damage. Well, that's not bad. 12, 17, 18. So 9 points of cold damage.
He crumbles to the ground.
Fucking A!
Here I will find you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
He expires, yeah.
Eat shit.
Alright, so
someone help me.
Yeah,
I'm like, please help me.
So you, I would do Revivify because it's only
it's cheaper. Gold. Alright, so I'm gonna go up to excuse me, Barra and cast Revivify.
Okay.
After I take his gold.
What? Obviously.
Yeah, you gotta take all his shit. We're gonna take all your
take
shit.
Take all the shit.
Dude, the guy, before he died, he took all your shit.
Oh my God.
And then just poofed away.
That's so fucked rude.
Up. I know. Anyway, I really like your new suit.
Yeah, do you like this new dagger
it's
I found?
Pretty it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has poison.
Yeah, it's neat.
I know that dagger. Yeah. It has Barrett inscribed on it.
I got a couple new rings, too. Check it out.
Wow. Bling, bling, motherfucker.
I can't even attune to them. I just wear them for...
For funsies.
Yeah, what the hell?
All right.
So I have one.
You don't look good. You don't feel good.
Now I'm hoping there's a lot of treasure. Isn't there a wish scroll spell?
So you go through the treasure.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I want to write it down.
All right, go ahead.
You find 4,500 gold pieces.
Oh, he was going to keep 500, that fucking piece of shit.
You find 2,000 silver pieces.
What does he even need it for?
You find a +2 longbow. You find a staff of withering.
I like to wither your staff.
Oh my God, please don't.
Staff of withering.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can use that.
Probably only one of us could. If I
Inferno probably could.
Although it may be a monk thing, maybe.
Cleric, druid, or warlock.
I'm a cleric, so.
So it has 3 charges and regains 1d3 expended charges daily at dawn. Can we wield it as a magic quarterstaff? On hit, it deals damage as a normal quarterstaff, and you can expend 1 charge to deal an additional 2d10 necrotic damage.
Yeah, that's not that great.
And then if it must succeed a DC 15 Constitution saving throw, or have advantage for 1 hour on any ability check or saving throws that use Strength or Constitution. So.
You want me to just put it in the bag of holding?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not bad.
Step with it. Put it in the bag of holding.
Fine. You do find a scroll, but it is a... He obviously... was lying about having a scroll of wish.
That
cocksucker.
So what is this?
I go over and I piss on his bones.
What is this scroll?
It's a scroll of lightning.
Lame.
Yeah.
I'll write it down. But
is that it?
That's all from today.
So Inferno pisses in a pot and boils it and then just throws the piss on the dragon.
500 silver each. And how much gold? That's 4,500 divided by 4. So 1,125 each.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the golem walks up towards you and points to the doors.
Yeah, we know.
No shit, Sherlock.
Can we relax for a second?
Yeah,
we almost
fucking
all
calm
fucking
down,
died.
All right?
Just shut the fuck up.
Can someone heal me?
can we take at least a short rest?
Do you have any potions?
I mean, yeah. You know,
do we
can,
think there's another
but you,
big
you
guy?
Know.
Do we?
You know.
All right, I'll do Lay on Hands and give Barra 50.
Thank you.
There you go. You're all fine.
I'm holding on to a little bit just in case.
Bar pukes up shards of his own pelvis.
That's not good.
Should get that looked at,
think
guy.
Think I'll regrow them?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
Inferno's like.
My fists don't feel so magical. I think two deaths have kind of dampened their magic.
You are starting to die a lot.
It's becoming a thing, guys.
You're doing all right, buddy. You're okay.
Inferno's next like, time, don't try to stun them. They don't like that.
Apparently not.
They really don't like
he
that.
He did not like to be stunned. I'm going to tell you that. That's true.
I get it.
Getting hit with fireballs, you know, they don't like that either. But having to stand there while everyone punches them, but not like that.
He didn't like that at all.
All right, so we're now in front of these doors at the end of the hall here. All right, well, let's check it for traps here since...
You go to try to get to the door and you can't get to it. It's as if there's a force field in front of it.
We motion the golem to come forward.
Hey, cast your light again. Do your light thing.
What?
The golem's chest opens to reveal its sapphire heart. Blue light bursts from the gem and hits the double door. Symbols on the door glow with blue fire, accompanied by a perceptible shudder and a crackle of magical energy. With a groan and a grinding of the stone on stone, the door is open for the first time in ages.
This is the worst.
Door's open.
he's grinding the stone. Fucking worst. I hate this.
What is happening?
I don't know. I want to fight the thing again.
I want to go home.
I feel assaulted. All right. So you go through the hallway and you see basically like a mural, right, of the deeds of the prince that he's accomplished in life. You see images of him tending to the welfare of his people, reading books, falling in love, cultivating his garden.
Gay.
Halfway through, you find paintings depicting the entombment of the prince, the spell cast by the Wizard of Netheril, and sealing the prince in a sarcophagus with the scroll. You see the return of Zik-Zak Rishka and the destruction of Azumar. And you can see the golem kind of becoming like emotional reading things.
What does a golem look like emotional?
He kind of like cries sand.
Bag.
He flips you off. As you get closer to the end of the hallway,
nice white teeth.
It depicts more recent events. It depicts you guys in Candlekeep and your journey, your first contact with the golem, your adventures through Anorak Desert, the exploring of Harum, and finally your encounter with Zik-Zak Rishka.
Does it show Barra dead?
And then it shows him dead on the floor.
Blood pouring
he's
out of his face.
He's got poopy butt.
Poopy butt.
Who put poopy butt?
Barra, you stink.
And then finally it shows you in front of the doors that you reach, you know, in exactly the same detail. So, I assume you open the door.
I guess.
Yeah. Right.
A spacious tomb holds a sarcophagus made of stone, covered with glyphs. Magically glowing stars painted on the stone adorn the ceiling. The west wall bears a carving of a beautiful scene of a river and rolling hills inside a stone frame etched with symbols. Do you make a religion check?
That would probably be. Yeah, right. Oh, not good at all. That would be a 6.
Oh, yeah. You don't recognize anything in the photo.
I don't recognize
looks nice, though.
Looks beautiful. Like a nice photo, but I don't know.
Bar rolls his eyes.
Sorry.
I'll let the paladin make a religion check as well.
Okay.
With the -1 oathbreaker.
Yeah. You might know.
No, 1. So it's 0.
You don't even know that it's a paint. You don't even see it.
You're just looking at the stars. How did they make this?
You make this.
Can an Inferno try?
Jesus Christ.
So, hold on. So, you guys, that's what you see as you go in. And the golem also enters the room. A glyph appears on the golem and illuminates. And at the same time, the scene on the west wall of the room slowly comes to life. The carved river begins to flow, and the flowering plants by the river take on color and start to wave in a gentle breeze. The stone frame looks like a portal to this beautiful place.
Huh. Well, wait, hold on. So that's...
I fucking hate portals.
Where are we going to end up? You guys aren't even on this planet anymore.
Maybe this is where the dude in the coffin goes.
Yeah, I think it is.
So the golem says, let me protect Hamukai.
Okay.
Yeah, you've done such a bang-up job so far.
Yeah, you're doing a fucking great job,
really,
buddy.
Really nailing it, buddy.
So you let him go?
Yeah.
Right, why not? He doesn't not worth shit.
See you later, loser.
We need that nethery scroll, buddy.
Where's the scroll? Where's the scroll? Before you go?
Oh, yeah, I don't think we've opened... Have we opened the sarcophagi yet?
Not yet. Yeah. But
so wait, where's the thing leaving?
I don't know. Before you go, where's the nethery scroll?
I mean, you know it's in with the sarcophagus, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like you can't leave until this...
You've seen pictures of it.
We're like, hold up. Isn't hold up until we open this fucking
thing. Hold on.
I tie the golem down.
Pretty tough to do.
And the golem says, must not open sarcophagus.
What? Why not? Why?
Protect Hamukai.
Is Hamukai in the sarcophagus?
Hamukai in the sarcophagus?
Yes, you've seen pictures.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you dumb? But isn't that where the scroll is, too?
Yeah.
So wait, do we have to kill you, too?
No, I must protect Hamukai.
But if we open the sarcophagus, what's going to happen?
Will you attack us?
The magic fade.
What? Oh, the...
The portal?
Portal?
The magic keeping Hamukai alive.
Oh, I don't care.
I care.
Okay, I'm going to open the sarcophagus.
He's a great prince.
Okay, great. I'm going to open the sarcophagus. I don't fucking care.
Oh, my God.
Inferno's like, ah!
Well, you guys all can decide. I mean, you don't have to let...
Inferno's like, we need that fucking scroll, and this guy sucks.
I mean, he does suck, but apparently this is a good guy. You open it, it's going to die.
Okay, a lot of good people die. All the time. This guy's probably been alive for a lot longer than he had to be.
I don't kill the good people.
We're not killing them. It's just, this is something that happens because we did something. It's kind of like,
cause and effect.
It's kind of like, you know, if you...
This is the guns don't kill people, people kill
exactly. people. Exactly. It's kind of like if you're eating, you're starving someone else in the world, but right. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
It just happens.
But smile. No, but I can do something about it. I cannot open sarcophagus. Right? Like, I can just not open it.
You could also not, you know, poop and...
No, it's not an inevitability, right? Like, nobody else knows what this is. Like, it's not inevitable that somebody's going to open it.
It's going to come out eventually.
It will come out eventually.
Right, plus you got the golem here, and he's protecting him. So, like, I don't know, seems like he might last a while.
Okay, I go to the golem. Is there a way to get the nethery scroll without...
Killing
Hamukai?
I don't know.
This guy's fucking...
I can take him into...
Wait, was Hamukai cursed?
Wait, hold on. If you go through the portal, can we open the thing then?
I think it would let Hamukai rejoin us.
Okay, so let's take the sarcophagus through the portal.
No, you can't take... No, he has to go through the portal.
You go through the portal. What needs to go through the portal? Just put that through
the
portal.
I will take him.
Okay, go. Okay.
What are you taking through the portal?
He's going to push the sarcophagus there.
Oh, come on!
I told you! See?
Can we go with him?
I don't know.
Oh my god. This is fucking infuriating. So wait, you can't take the sarcophagus. We need that scroll. Or May's gonna be pissed, and she's gonna eat those fucking.
You're gonna be real mad at us.
She's gonna eat those fucking Skittles and M&Ms, and then make us watch her shit.
I guess the golem.
I don't know.
She's gonna make us watch her take a shit, and then she's gonna talk about that fucking guy that makes her all wet and flicking her gigantic clitoris.
It's gonna drip on the floor again.
You don't understand. We need that scroll.
Can I protect Hamukai?
I don't know.
We don't know. That's what the problem is. If we can go, can we go through the portal with you?
Let's all go at the same time.
Can we go through the portal first?
I'll let two more people let someone make a religion check that hasn't done already.
Yeah, fine.
And I'll let someone make an arcana check.
Oh, Inferno going to do an arcana check then.
Okay.
I guess I'll do religion.
Nice. 22.
Okay. So you realize that the place that it's showing...
Nat 20, 25.
There you go. Okay, so you finally realize that the place it's showing is Elysium.
Okay.
Right? You know what Elysium is?
Yeah, it's the realm where people go to die after they fight. Yeah.
So you might not want to just walk into it.
Yeah, that, we don't want to. I mean, we're not going to be. It's, you know how far we are from Candlekeep now? That's a lot further.
You should check it out, Inferno.
Go fuck yourself, Tara. Why don't you die again?
Maybe I'll just walk into Elysium.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
It's less painful.
All right, so we need to open. Can Mara you take?
Starts really thinking about going through the portal.
How about this? All right, how about this, guy? We just crack the sarcophagus open a little bit. Take the scroll out, and you boom. We need that scroll.
Trust in Hamokai.
I don't. I don't trust anybody. Jartwin's like, I can't. I'm not gonna open the sarcophagus if a
good I'm not gonna open. Kyothi sides with the golems. Let's just push him through.
Just push him through. Just
Inferno's like, all right, fine. You can fucking watch Mei take a shit then.
Fine.
All
right.
The golem pushes the sarcophagus through the portal. You see as he enters the portal all the way through the other side, three soulers come down, essentially like angel-like people, and they open the sarcophagus. And the prince sits up in his
finery
thing, finery and all. And he gets up, and he hugs the golem, and the golem's crying.
This is super gay.
Sand all give us
the scroll.
Throw the scroll.
Can we have the scroll, please?
Portal.
And he says it's too dangerous.
Oh come
you
on!
You son of a bitch!
You motherfucker!
Kyothi hurls the javelin of lightning.
We need that. It's and we're taking it to someplace safe.
And the portal closes.
May's gonna be so pissed off.
May's gonna be so mad. I couldn't kill that prince though.
May's gonna be so pissed off.
And it's gonna take a few months for you guys to get back to here.
You're serious! You're fucking kidding. Now,
son of a bitch! This was the worst adventure.
He just goes home.